The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
7:40 on Monday morning. We set this time aside every week to highlight a Michigan organization or business, something Michigan made. It's our Made in Michigan Monday segment. And joining us right now is Chef Tom Resinella. He's the Dean of Culinary at Baker College and the Culinary Institute of Michigan right here in Port Huron. Chef Tom, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing well. Always nice to catch up with you and find out what's going on at the CIM. But first, we want to talk about something pretty cool. You've been appointed to the American Culinary Federation Education Foundation Accrediting Commission. That's a mouthful. Tell us what that means.
It is indeed a mouthful. That is the accrediting body for culinary schools in the United States and actually abroad. They accredit many schools internationally as well. So I was asked by the commission, they wanted to appoint me as the central region educator. The American Culinary Federation is broken up into four regions, so I represent the central region as the educator person on the commission now through 2024.
And so, for example, like the Culinary Institute of Michigan in Port Huron goes under these accrediting reviews as well, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Well, yes. Yeah. So that's a big deal. Tell us something. And we're not going to spend a lot of time on this because I want to kind of do an overview of the program and all that other good stuff. But I want to talk about you for a minute. In addition to this, you've also got some pretty high honors. Tell us what your resume looks like a little bit.
Well, I've been in the business for quite a long time. So, you know, when you're active in the industry, you tend to hopefully be involved in some things. Most recently, going back about 3-4 years now, I was inducted into the Honorable Order of the Golden Toque, which is probably the most exciting thing for me in my professional life, for sure. And now I serve that organization as their historian and their archivist as well.
Wow, that's a big deal. Tell us what that means, the Honorable Order of the Golden Toque.
So it's HGT is what the acronym is, to shorten it down a bit. It was founded back in the 60s, 1960s, mid-60s, by Pierre Berard from France. He was a chef, a famous chef in those days, and he founded it as an honor society for chefs, International Honor Society, actually. And it's always thought of as American only, but there are members that are from around the world as well. And there are only 100 lifetime members. And the best thing about the Golden Toque, I think, is that you don't apply to it. It's not something that you go seek to them. They come to you. And that always, I have goosebumps just talking about it. I'll never forget when they approached me and indicated that because of my career to that time and things that I had done in my career, that they wanted to induct me into the Golden Toque. So that was pretty cool.
How did you get started doing this in the first place? And what was your first restaurant job?
My first restaurant was actually a place called the Time Fine Food Diner in Livonia, Michigan on Plymouth Road. And it's actually still there. It's called Thomas's Family Dining now. And at that time, when I was there, it was a 24/7, 365 diner. So they were open all the time. And I started there as a dishwasher and worked my way up to being a line cook. And actually, the first thing I ever did in a restaurant was clean a toilet. And it is. I didn't even get to wash dishes. I had to go clean the toilets. And I still don't forget that to this day. And it was great. I actually miss. I joke, I say, my goal is to become the only member of the Golden Toque who's a full-time dishwasher, so I'm complete the circle at some point.
What was it about being in the, you know, in the back room of the restaurant, in the kitchen, washing dishes, scrubbing toilets, what was it about that first captured your interest and made, did you know right away that's what you wanted to do with the rest of your life?
I think so, because was cooking with my mother. You know, I would help her, and we had eight kids in our family, so there was a lot of food that needed to be prepared. Not that I did a lot of it. I just washed lettuce or whatever she needed help with. So I was always interested in it from a very young age. And, you know, I had paper routes and everything, but I wanted to get into the restaurant. And when I got into the restaurant, even as a dishwasher, I worked real hard, and I loved it. And people treated me like an adult. In the beginning, I think that's what really appealed to me, is like, if you worked hard and you did your job and you were good at it, it didn't matter if you were a dishwasher or a prep cook or a line cook. People treated you well, especially dishwasher, because nobody else wanted to do that job. So if you were a good dishwasher, you got treated pretty well, and it was good. I loved it. I loved it from the very beginning.
That is really cool. Talking with Chef Tom Resinello from the Culinary Institute of Michigan. You know, not everybody that's good at something is good at teaching something. What is it about, you know, bringing all these, you know, young people into the program that have the same dreams and aspirations that you had? What do you like about being around these eager, you know, would-be chefs?
I think it's just their excitement themselves. It's always there, so it keeps you fresh. So for me, I'm not in the classroom as much so much anymore, but still just being in that atmosphere, it just keeps you reinvigorated constantly, because they're new to the business, and they love it, and they're excited. And it kind of reminds me of me when I first started in the business. So it just keeps you. I think that's what it does for most educators that I know, is that it just, you know, it rekindles your own passion constantly, you know, because they're learning something that's new, and I always learn from them too. That's the side that people never really think about. It, we learn from our students as much as they learn from us, especially now with, you know, social media and all the things that they have at their fingertips that we never had.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You know, if we were doing a report, we have to go to the library and pull out the microfilm and all the and all the stuff that they could go out and get it in a minute, you know, a second's notice.
Yeah, pull out your phone and look at a TikTok video, and there you go. It's as easy as that. Not really, but now we all know how hard this year has been for restaurants. Yeah. What's it been like at the CIM?
It's been difficult for us too, but you know, we've conducted our labs, all of our labs face to face. We have a very strict COVID protocol that our college has put together. We have a pandemic response team that has set all those guidelines and policies, and you know, we stick with those. And in the beginning, like anything else, when you have a new set of protocols or system, you know, people have to learn it and get used to it. Like for instance, the health screening. You know, we all have to do that on our before we even go into the building, and then we show the phone to campus safety. So, and that took a little bit in the beginning for people to get used to that, but now it's a good habit, and everyone follows it. So, it's been good. It's been tough too, of course, because you know, we have only so much space in the kitchen, in a lab, so we have to. You know, extend out the classes. We have to add some labs as well, so we can stick to the social distancing and the protocols that we have. But I would have to say, I try to always look at things in a positive way. So, because it's too easy to look at stuff in a negative way, right?
That's true.
I found in my life anyway. You're right. Yeah, I mean, it's easy. That's the easy go.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Do the challenging thing and find the positive. And I think there's a lot of positives that we found. You know, our industry's been hit hard, of course. But I think the industry will rebound from it too.
It will. It has to. It's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be fast, but it has to. Well, there's this pent up demand, I think, that people have to go and sit in a restaurant and have that restaurant experience that we've been missing by and large for the last year. Now, restaurants are reopened with limited capacity. What about courses? Are you able to serve in there at all?
We are. We are open with this. We follow all the same guidelines from the health department that everyone else does. So we have a 25% capacity. We have seen an increase in our to-go takeout orders. You know, with our food, the style of food we do there isn't really something you would think of for takeout, but I think people are starting to do more takeout, so that's increased for us, which is good. It's really good. We're working on an online ordering system. We have it in place in our Muskegon campus, and we'll soon have it in place for our Port Huron campus as well, because that's something the students have to learn to work with now. That's kind of whereas that used to be something that a lot of the chains and franchises only did, now most people, I think, are going to have a system like that available to their patrons to order, you know, online. So
we're
adding that as well. But it's good. It's good. You know, we were pretty busy, actually, last week on the days we were open. And it was challenging because, again, you have to keep it at 25% capacity. So that adds another wrinkle to a small dining room.
Sure, absolutely. You have to. I mean, nobody ever likes to turn customers away or tell them they have to wait, but that's happening at restaurants now. Tom, what is it about the Culinary Institute of Michigan that that is so popular with students? Why do students like this program so much?
I think I would, you know, you'd have to ask them, but I think from what students tell me, they like the personal touch that they have with the faculty. We, you know, we're a small program, and we know our students' names, our program director, our faculty, they know the students by name. We call it, you know, our building's a no-name tag building. You know, if you're a student in our building, you don't need to have a name tag because your teachers know your name. And I think that counts for something, you know, it really does. And there's just a closeness there that we're all pretty proud of.
Well, certainly you've had some real success stories, too, some students that have gone on to some pretty interesting things, haven't you?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. In all different areas, clubs, opening their own restaurants, some great competitors that we've had come out of our program. It's been fantastic. It's hard to believe that we're going into the ninth year now.
Are you really already? My goodness. Time does fly.
We are from when we started the program on the main campus. Yes.
Wow. How about that? Yep. Now you've got such a beautiful location right there on the St. Clair River. I can't think of a better place to do your studies than right there at the Culinary Institute.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty neat.
It's beautiful.
Well, Tom, again, congratulations on your appointment to the American Culinary Federation Education Foundation Accrediting Commission, and good luck with that. Good luck with everything over there at the CIM. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you very much. It's always great visiting with you.
All right. We'll do it again. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thank you. Bye.